And welcome, welcome, welcome to Federal Workers' Comp Coffee Break Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Taylor. I'm a Federal Workers' Compensation Consultant, and we're going to switch gears on you today. We're going to work on a different subject matter that I get a lot of emails about that our office covers, but I'm going to talk to you about it as an introductory topic. But to be honest with you, one of the doctors that I've worked with for many years is a real expert in this. He's a career Navy doctor. He worked for the VA. He's worked in the government system his whole career, and I've been lucky enough to work with him for a number of years, and he is a VA disability expert. So today, we are going to work on VA disability claims and how to file them. So this is going to be a fun podcast, and I openly admit I have some experience with this, but I'm going to do this in a part, probably a three-part series. And one of the podcasts, I'm going to invite Dr. Thomas and then later invite a VA disability attorney to speak about this subject matter because those are the real experts. So this is going to be an introductory podcast into the basics of how to file a VA disability benefit claim. So as usual, let me introduce myself if you're new to the podcast, and if you are not and you're joining us again, thank you for joining us. If someone has shared this with you, I want to thank anybody that shares this with others, thinks they would benefit from it. Here at the podcast, we discuss all sorts of topics related to OWCP, FICA, DOL, Longshore, and VA disability benefits. Any other type of federal workers' compensation or benefit program. We do it in a short coffee break format because we like to discuss common topics related to filing of appropriate claims, the rules, provisions, rights, and responsibilities. And then we go over the covering tips on how to successfully navigate these federal government programs, federal workers' comp, to assist you with your claim. We do it in a short format where we like to sip and coffee together so that it doesn't go too long. So when we do that, we always start out with, getting our coffee ready. So let's go ahead and get that started. Getting my coffee going. You know, I'm lightweight. I like a little cream and sugar with mine. My country boy family likes to make fun of me for drinking coffee with cream and sugar. But hey, I got a little metropolitan in me over the years. All right, let's get started. So, like I said, this is going to be an introductory podcast, a three-part series on VA disability benefits. I will be doing a complete series, and we're going to invite the experts on, and we're going to talk about how to successfully file a VA disability claim. So if you're having trouble, you're not getting approved, and you need help, this is where you start, and then the rest of the series will get you through to successful filing. Now, for you veterans, first of all, if you became injured or suffered as part of your military career, either through exposure to some kind of illness or exposure to a substance that created an occupational illness, or you're just injured while you're in the military, then you may be eligible for what is called VA disability compensation. Now, you veterans, if you have existing conditions, remember, pre-existing conditions, what I'm talking about, that have been aggravated, accelerated, or worsened because of your service, you can also provide a VA disability claim and are qualified for VA disability compensation. So if you're a veteran who suffered military or injury during your service or occupational illness, you can apply for and receive your compensation by making a disability claim. But you got to understand which forms to fill out, how to file, and what's the steps. So in this particular podcast, I'm going to give you a brief summary of how to do each of them. So first of all, let's talk about VA disability claims, four major things that you ought to consider whenever you're thinking about filing one. Number one, you got to know what it takes to be eligible. So you got to determine, are you eligible, and gather sufficient proof to support your disability claim. You got to fill out the necessary VA disability claim forms to complete your claim. I'm going to put the links for those in this podcast. File your claim through one of the three approaches. There's mail, there's in-person, and online. We'll walk through a little bit of each. Okay, now let's review the following disability qualification criteria to determine your VA case. Here's where you want to get a pen and pay a little attention. All right, first of all, you got to meet both of these. Two separate things have to be met before we get started. First of all, you got to have a current condition, illness or injury, and it's got to affect your body or your mind, and you have to be qualified that you served on active duty, training active duty, or training in active duty. Now, you must also have, in order to make an in-service disability claim, you have to have been injured or sick while serving. Or you can make what's called a pre-service disability claim. That's where you had an injury or illness prior to the military, but while serving, you aggravated it during your service. Now, you can also have a post-service disability claim. That's where you got a disability related to your active duty service that became apparent after you have parted from the military, but can be tied to being aggravated or accelerated during your service. Now, the conditions that are covered by VA disability benefits include, I'm just going to give you some major ones, but they're common. Chronic back pain is a big one. Breathing problems, you know, lung disease or condition. Permanent scar tissue, loss of ability to use a joint, like loss of range of motion, hearing loss, that's a big one. Things like ulcers, post-traumatic stress, anxiety, depression, even cancers from toxic chemical or hazard exposure, lots of conditions. Traumatic brain injury is a big one. You can also develop things that develop over time, things like arthritis or diabetes, hypertension, high blood pressure, peptic ulcers. These can actually be service-related based on your service exposure and your illness and condition, especially if it was aggravated or accelerated by your service. Now, remember, if you're going to do illnesses, you have to understand that illnesses must be at least 10% disabling. Now, under I think it's Title 38, Code of Federal Regulation 3.309A, you'll find a list of valid illnesses. So I'll try to leave that on the podcast page. Even if you're discharged with something other than honorable, okay, if you get a dishonorable or bad conduct, you might not be qualified for the VA disability application. Luckily, there is potentially, okay, some solutions. You can get a discharge upgrade. If your discharge was linked to any of the following, you had a good chance of being approved for an upgrade. If your discharge was linked to things like mental health conditions like PTSD, TBIs, military sexual trauma, that's sexual assault or harassment, you could apply for another discharge upgrade if you failed the first time. But you must disclose that you are reapplying by selecting yes when asked if you've applied before. Now, after getting a discharge upgrade, you'll be issued a DD-215. It shows the corrections to your DD-214. And attach your old DD-214 along with it. If you want a new DD-214 that shows no record of your earlier discharge status, you can click on the link that I'm going to provide in the podcast. All right, now, let's get to the evidence. What is the evidence you need? First of all, once you're pretty sure that you're in a position to file a VA claim and you want to prepare sufficient evidence, this evidence is what will be dependent on the disability claim that you file. But in general, supporting docs are always going to be needed. So first of all, let's go through the usual ones. You need VA medical records, your private medical records, any hospital and service treatment records that are related to your injuries or illness, all through your career and before and after your career, if you think it helps show that your disability was aggravated during your service time. Supporting documents from your family, friends, clergy members, law enforcement, anybody you did service with, you'll want to put in there on your DD-214 or other separate papers. Now, the evidence you submit needs to demonstrate that you have, first of all, physical or mental disability and thus are less able to or totally unable to do normal daily activities and daily self-care tasks and meaningful work. And don't forget, one of the most important things that you have to be able to prove is that an injury or an event or illness that caused the disability occurred during service. Now, in order to do that, the last thing you got to think about is you have to be able to make a link between that last statement and the other statements that we discuss. If you do not have submitted or supporting documents to submit, you're going to need to arrange a claim exam with the VA to disclose information about your condition. Now, the process of gathering evidence can be done on your own with the help of a professional like us or through attorneys or even through the VA's programs. There's standard disability claim and fully developed claims, and there's forms to fill out for them. But understand this, a VA disability claim requires what's called a medical nexus report. Now, what is a nexus report? A nexus report is a medical causation report where your your physician provides the medical explanation of how your injuries or conditions are service-connected. Now, here's the thing, guys. Not very many doctors are very good at medical legal, and there's a lot of medical legal in federal workers' comp and federal VA disability. So this is where you need to find somebody who has experience in doing these causality reports, like what we do at our clinic, or people that you can find through attorneys and online that specialize in these nexus report. So you can use your own physician, or you can go out and look for a physician that specializes in this. But they have to have a medical explanation on how your injuries or conditions are service-connected. Now, there's not a lot of doctors that are knowledgeable about this, so be very careful who you choose and make sure that you do your homework when you're trying to find somebody to do a nexus report. Now, the VA will help you request your records from VA medical centers and any relevant federal agencies. Plus, the VA will help you schedule a health exam or get a health care provider's opinion. The VA values evidence from your private treatment providers, honestly, because they're more familiar with your medical history, often over a long period of time. That's why having your own provider or choosing a provider outside the VA system sometimes really bolsters your disability claim. The VA appreciates that you have a trusted and special relationship between your personal provider and yourself. And they give that a little bit more evidence and evidentiary weight. Now, how do you submit your private medical evidence for your VA claim? Talk to your healthcare provider. Okay, that's all your providers that you've seen, whether it's TRICARE, VA, urgent care, family physician, anybody, and explain that you're filing a claim for VA benefits and discuss the conditions for which you're filing the claim. Or, if you need, schedule an appointment with a career government doctor, such as the ones at our clinic, who have been filling out these forms for decades. Experience really does make a difference. if required for your claim, you need to complete your healthcare provider's release of information form and obtain your records and submit it with your claim. Now, you're probably going to have to submit this release of information form to lots of different organizations and entities that you've seen over the years to get all your records. You got to complete a VA Form 21-4142, and that's an authorization to disclose information to the Department of Veterans Affairs and VA. Now, for your Form 21-4142A, it's a general release, okay? It's a medical provider information general release. It provides your information, you're given permission to the VA. You submit that form, and when you submit your form with your claim, the VA will obtain all the records through the private medical records contract using that form. When you use those forms, they're used in conjunction with each other in order to be completed in order to obtain treatment records. So it's important to understand how to use the VA form 21-4142 and 21-4142A. Both of those, the general release for provider information and the authorization to disclose information, will be needed to obtain treatment records through the VA. Now, I'm going to provide a link to those forms, so I'll put that in the podcast. There's also public disability benefits questionnaires, if you're wanting to know if you qualify, and I'm going to put that one. It's called a DBQ, and it's on the podcast as a link. Now, how do you incorporate your federal records with your VA claim? First of all, you want to tell the VA from any federal agency, any federal records. And what you want to do is you want you and your provider to gather these on your behalf. The VA can do it with these forms that I just mentioned. You can use the forms or you can reach out to all the facility and request them. If you receive treatment at a military hospital or clinic after your discharge, please try to include the facility's information and the date ranges to the best of your ability of your medical treatment records for your claim condition when you're using the VA form 21-4142 and 21-4142A. Now listen, it's not necessary for you to submit your service treatment records or treatment records from a VA medical facility because they already have those records. It's the outsiders outside the system that you want to use those VA forms that we just discussed. Now, you can also work with accredited VSOs. There are veteran service offices all over the place, and I'm going to put a link down where you can use a government website and fill out your information to find an accredited organization for assistance in completing your claim for VA benefits. And listen, guys, there really is a lot of help out there. And that list of accredited organization, it can be found on the Office of General Counsel's site at the link that I'm going to put on the podcast. So search the VA Office of the General Counsel's list and from that link, because you'll be surprised at how many accredited organizations are willing to assist you, including lists of attorney, veterans, the VFW. There's lots of veterans organizations that are out there to help. And there's a lot of them online. And we do all that for you as well, but there's lots of organizations that do a great job. I work closely with Code of Vets. I think they're a great organization, do a lot of help. So there's a lot of people out there that help organizationally VA's benefit claims. Now, once you do a searchable list of your accredited organizations, including the attorneys, you can search with your claim. You want to find doctors that are also listed. If you're not in my area, there's plenty of doctors around the country that are listed. But if you are in our area of Florida, you can just give us a call at 813-877-6900, and we'll be more than happy to help you with everything you need to get your disability claim filed. Now, you could start your application first and take up to a year from the date the VA receives your claim to collect the proof. Now, you'll be recognized as long as you complete the process in a year, 365 days. But there are three ways you can submit your claim. One is by mail, the other is in person, and the other is online. So let's go through the little things associated with the three. By mail, you got to fill out the VA form 21-526EZ. Okay, that's your application for disability compensation and related compensation benefits, and you'll mail it to the following address: Department of Veteran Affairs, Claims Intake Center, P.O. Box 4444, and that's in Jamesville, J-A-N as in Nancy, E-S-ville, V-I-L-L-E, and that's in Wisconsin, 53547-4444. Now, if you want to do it in person, alternately, after you fill out the forms we've discussed, you can bring it to a VA regional office or a VA center that you live close to. Okay, so try to find the nearest office close to yourself. Either one of these approaches will work, but if you're going to do it in person, you should intend to file the form first. This will give you time to compile the evidence and supporting documents you need and not have to wait for a later starting date, what they call an effective date. Plus, you may be able to receive retroactive payments, which is compensation that begins at a point in the past. You could submit this form through mail or in person, as I said before, but you must call and notify first. That number is 800-827-1000. You have 1 year to complete and submit your official claim form after you intend to file form is received. Sorry, intent to file form is received by the VA's processing center. Now remember, this is not necessary if you're filing your claim online, but it is necessary if you're going to do it in person or by mail, because your effective date is set when you start filing the form online and before you submit it. So that's the last one, that's the online. So if you're going to file your disability claim online, you may be sent a letter requesting more information or be scheduled for claims exam. So keep this in mind. The average time that it takes for the VA to process disability claims is about 160 plus days. It's a long time, okay? Look at that as literally 5-6 months. Up until now, we've been talking, and by the way, during COVID, they're talking about more like 3/4 of a year to a year. Up until now, we've been talking about your original disability claim, okay? But there are other types of claims that you may want to know about and consider making. All right, I'm going to give you some examples of those claims. There's what's called an increased claim. That's a claim for more compensation on a disability that's already recognized. There's a new claim. Claims for added benefits or other specific benefit requests. That's when you're going to do an add-on. Okay, add-on to your existing claim. There's second service-related claims. Those are claims for a new disability linked to your existing disability claim. Now, there's also one called a special claim. That's a claim for special needs that are linked to your service-related disability. That's when you need some level of special accommodations. Lastly, there's a supplemental claim. That's when you want to provide new proof for a claim previously rejected. So you got it rejected, and now you want to provide supplemental information. It's under the supplemental claim. Now, remember this. If you have not been discharged, but know that you want to file a disability claim, then consider this. It's called a pre-discharge claim. Now, this is applicable if you have 180 to 90 days left in your active duty service. So talk to your superiors about it or somebody in your branch that knows about how to do pre-discharge claims. This type of claim can help you obtain a claim decision sooner. That's why I talk about it. And if you're eligible, you're serving full-time active duty and have a separation date in the next 90 to 180 days, you can go get a VA exam for 45 days from your claim submission date, and you can submit a copy of your treatment records for your present service period. That disability exam benefit and compensation page on the government website, I'm going to put a link on it for all of you guys that are going to be discharging out. Lastly, once your claim for disability benefits has been approved, you can request an increase in your VA rating whenever you need one. The VA is pretty aware, okay, that a veteran's condition can grow worse over time because we don't get younger, we get older, and as you age, it's more likely your condition's going to worsen. All you need to do to seek an interest or an increase in your VA disability rating is to request that your VA review your rating and then provide the evidence from your doctors and your treatment providers that your condition has been worsening. All right, guys, that's a lot of information. So this is definitely not a simple one-step process. This podcast was just an introduction, just basically telling you where to go and how to get started and basic understandings of what to do. You can reach out to me anytime with questions or feel free to make an appointment for a Nexus report. Okay? If you're going to reach out to me on VA disability, reach out to me at a different email. It's TEC, that's Taylor Echo Charlie, consulting at outlook.com. Well, I think, guys, that does it for this podcast. Okay? I want to thank you for listening and want to remind you to share this podcast with other people if you think they would benefit from this information. Also, if you need an approved medical provider for your VA disability claim or DOL and OWCP or Longshore Federal Workers' Compensation injury case in Florida, you can find me in Tampa at a couple different clinics, in Jacksonville and soon to be Sarasota and Oklahoma City. To make a consult with me to discuss your case, or if you know someone in Florida who's recently injured, you can call the clinic at 813-877-6900. You can see me or Dr. Thomas. Also, if you're in another state and you want me to assist you with claim questions or assistance for your doctor that you want to help your doctor with this VA disability stuff or federal workers' compensation questions, and we're not going to be able to help everybody, we understand it, so I don't mind answering your questions to help you, you could reach out at teconsulting@outlook.com. All right, guys, coffee's getting a little bit cold. I need to warm up my coffee and get going. As usual, I want to thank all you guys who put on that uniform and that badge and deliver that mail, take care of our veterans, and make this government run. This is a big thank you. I do this just for free for you. We could not do all the work that we all do if it wasn't for you. You guys have taken care of us. You protected us. You helped us with our freedom. So this is my big thank you. I do this for free just for you. And remember, if you have an injured federal claim, a VA disability issue, and you need assistance, I'm here to help. So I'll see you next time. This is Dr. Taylor signing off. Off to get my coffee warmed up. Have a great day, guys. See you next time.